Good evening, all. So, we've been discussing for the past several weeks about the laws of eating on Erev Shabbos. Now we shift the starting tonight, and we'll take a few days to go over this. And that is a person allowed to fast on Erev Shabbos? Is one ever allowed to not eat on Friday? So it's interesting, this past year we had a situation that does not happen too often, and that is Asarah B'Teves, the fast of Teves, fell on Erev Shabbos, and it was an unusual situation in which we went into Shabbos having not eaten the whole day. It was kind of odd, and that does not happen too often, but that's, I believe, the only fast that it can happen with. However, is one allowed to fast in general on Erev Shabbos, excluding those types of major fasts? So he says as follows, Lo yitanev Erev Shabbos, kadei shelo yikanis l'Shabbos kashu meuneh. So one should not fast on Erev Shabbos. A person should never be fasting, not eating on Friday, because of the fact that one should not go into Shabbos totally feeling horrible, right? No one enjoys fasting. I guess some people in the world do enjoy fasting. Most people don't enjoy fasting, and especially you have these long summer Shabbos, as you imagine, fasting from sun up on Friday until all the way, and you light candles for Shabbos, and you're sitting down for your Shabbos meal when the three stars come out, so you're going to be exhausted and starving, and you're just not going to have an appropriate mindset. You're just going to want to gobble down the food, and therefore, one should not be fasting on Erev Shabbos. Elde imkin, hu istinis she'im yochal b'yom lo yochal echol b'layla l'te'avon. However, some people have an issue, and that is especially think about the winter months when the days are much shorter. So some people, they really don't eat that much, and if they eat early in the morning, then they're going to go ahead and really be full by the time Shabbos comes. So they wake up and they eat at, let's say, 11 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is. So they don't eat that much in general. So by the time 5:30 comes and you're ready for your Shabbos meal in the winter, you're not hungry. So those people, we consider them an istinis. So we say they are allowed to fast, or rather they should fast, because you are supposed to go into Shabbos hungry, just not starving. Achin anshe ma'isa noagim lehisanos b'chol erev Shabbos. Therefore, since there seems to be this loophole that one is allowed to fast on Erev Shabbos on Friday, if they are someone who gets filled up very easily, so there became the custom, we sort of do it in total about face, and we say, therefore, if people who are extra strict and stringent on themselves, they are allowed to fast, and maybe some people, the more righteous individuals, do specifically fast on Erev Shabbos for the specific reason, because, again, there's this weird in-between ground that you need to find on Friday. You have to go into Shabbos excited for the food, that means you can't be full, but at the same time, you can't be totally starving, so you need to have that right balance, so therefore, people fast to make sure that they are definitely going to be excited for the food. Ubitanai, but there is one condition, however, shelo tachlish osam hatainis, that when you're fasting, you have to make sure that you're not going to be totally wiped out and totally starving. Because if you are, then you did the wrong thing. And the whole goal is that you should be enjoying yourself on Friday night and not eating like an animal because you're so starving. So again, one ideally, if they feel like they're able to, they could fast on an Erev Shabbos, but truth be told, many people do not fast on Erev Shabbos because of the situation that more often than not you'll come into Friday night so starving that that's not appropriate, so ideally don't fast. So again, there's like kind of a mixed messages over here. Everyone could do whatever they want to do, but just keep that in mind, that you have to be in a comfortable setting on Friday night, so that if you are totally starving, that would not be appropriate as well. A lot more to talk about in this matter, but for now we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.